This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Cristina Munoz. Date of birth, July the 24th, 1959. Case ID number is 4404646. Date of exam, January the 26th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to the exam. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022 and Harlingen Medical Center report dated 9/27/21. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of knee and hand pain secondary to arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was April the 29, 2022, where she did clerical work for approximately 24 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her son, and she is retired on Social Security funds. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, knee slash hand pain, secondary to arthritis. History of allegations. The claimant states that since 2000, she has had severe degenerative joint disease, secondary to rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. The claimant states she has pain in her hands, hips, and knee area. X-rays have been performed, which confirmed that she had degenerative joint disease, especially of the right knee, which was diagnosed on September the 22nd, 2021. She denies any fractures, but has had a total knee replacement of both knees. The right knee was performed in 2021 and the left knee was performed in 2022 with fairly good results. The claimant states that she has also had multiple steroid injections, approximately 10. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. The claimant has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis by Dr. Nunnery. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs with a rail, and occasionally squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She does have an assisted device, which is a cane that she did not bring to this office. Her physician is Dr. Juan Garcia. And the only physical activity she does besides home chores is walking. At the present time, the claimant is on multiple medications for her pain, which includes cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, leflunomide, 20 milligrams QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID. She also has a Lidoderm topical patches of 5% that she uses every BID when she has severe pain. Family history. The father died at the age of 92 from septic shock. He also had rheumatoid arthritis. The mother died at the age of 87 from colon cancer. Medications, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS, leflunomide 20 milligrams QD, vitilazine 120 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD, trazodone 50 milligrams QD, benzonate 200 milligrams TID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, furosemide 20 milligrams QD, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, metformin 1000 milligrams BID, and gabapentin 600 milligrams TID. Medical problems: hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, major surgeries, bilateral knee replacement, the first one being in 2021 on the right side and on the left side 2022, and also open shoulder rotator cuff repair performed in 2016. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.4 Fahrenheit, weight 217 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 124 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General, this is a 63-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant has poor dentition. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does have glasses that she uses, but they're broken. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There are two bilateral 8-centimeter vertical scars, where two bilateral knee replacements were performed on each knee. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and slightly ontologic. She did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the lower legs and of the knee area. No joint swelling, erythema effusion, but some deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. The claimant does have some decreased function of the lower extremities secondary to pain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and flexion was at 140 degrees, but the claimant does have some mild tenderness noted. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She does have a slight ontalgic gait and does walk at a slow pace. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does have a cane she uses at home. She did not present with a cane at this visit and does not appear to need one. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and archilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full closed fist. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially at both knees. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for her right shoulder, where she does have some slight decrease in range of motion secondary to a rotator cuff tear. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to degenerative joint disease and rheumatoid arthritis, along with osteoarthritis, which is being treated at this time. Probable diagnosis, hand and knee pain secondary to rheumatoid arthritis / osteoarthritis being treated with medications. The claimant has had bilateral knee replacements, and her physical exam appears to be grossly normal at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of María Cristina Muñoz.